Santana, featuring Rob Thomas. Everyone on three. One, two, three. Smooth.
Thank you.
440, I Go Blind, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's late Tuesday night. We're at the cottage. It doesn't get much more summery than this. I'm here with Austin.
Hey.
And True.
Hi, Skylar.
Hi, True. And True might be the biggest Killers fan alive or dead.
Any. You never know at the cottage.
True, his relationship with Brandon Flowers goes deep. And so this next pick was from you. And why this song for the summer?
This one just feels much more summery to me. They're from the desert, so they're all kind of summery, but this one especially.
And you said, we're talking about The Way It Was, from their album... This is a question. This is Killers fan alive or dead?
I guess not.
It's from Battleborn.
That's what I thought. It was that or Day and Age.
Anyways, this one you said sounds summery because of yearning. And you love a yearning summer. As do I. So I agreed with this pick. The Killers. The Way It Was.
I drove through the desert last night. I carried the weight of our last fight. Elvis singing, don't be cruel. And I wonder if you feel it too. It's like we're going under. Somewhere outside the lonely. Sometimes a dream.
Too late. You're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new song from Orville Peck there. We're going to continue on with sort of like the alt-rock vibes, but getting a little weirder from their first album, 3D Country. It's Geese here, Cowboy Nudes.
Time of year somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like your genie trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time, cause the way I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. It's like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so wait, how long to make you smile. When you realize that a guy might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Finish me. I'm still asleep. Please, God, tell me that I'm still asleep. On an evening such as this, yo, it's hard to tell if I exist. If I pack the car and leave this town, notice that I'm not around. I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so wait, how long can I make you smile? When you realize that my side might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Finish me. Try to figure out what all this is for. Finish me. Try to see the world beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
Naked Ladies, Pinch Me, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. Nothing more summery than a little Bare Naked Ladies. We were thinking of what to put with geese, and what do you put with geese? Of course, Bare Naked Ladies. I think they're the same level of weird. And we're going to continue on with not weird, but a little more, a little less pop rock than I usually go. We're going into... what is Stevie Wonder? Jazz? I'd say jazz. Jazz, funk, a little disco-y. I don't know. We're going to play some Stevie Wonder here. And because True has a theory.
I do. So I've been noticing that disco and funk are kind of more popular than you would think lately. I think it's making a comeback. I think by next spring, disco and funk will be the new pop.
Just the new pop is not gonna exist.
They're getting rid of pop. Have you not heard?
Funk is gonna be selling out Rogers Stadium.
I think it's coming back. I think that that will be the new, like, oh, you're just hearing this? That's funny. I think that it will be the new status symbol. Like, you're into all, it's gonna be now, oh, yeah, disco. Yeah, it's just, it's so vintage. I didn't think that you would know it. I can feel it coming.
I mean, Fleetwood Mac and, like, 70s rock had a big comeback during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had your Fleetwood Mac, you had your, like, Neil Young coming back with all the, like, vinyl resurgence, and the indie people being like, oh, I'm just so retro, I'm just so vintage, I'm listening to, you know, oh, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. And so you think that's going to happen with funk music?
Yeah, I think that we're in a slightly happier time. We're not all locked inside. And I think that what is funk, if not slightly happier acid rock?
You heard it here first, folks. What is funk, if not slightly happier acid rock? So to celebrate that, and we were talking about Stevie Wonder. Now, my favorite Stevie Wonder song is Sir Duke. Is this your favorite Stevie Wonder
this
song?
This is definitely my favorite Stevie Wonder song.
And I think it's a lot of other people's favorite Stevie Wonder song, and it doesn't get much more summery than this. Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a band from Guelph. It's a recurring whenever I have Austin on the show. You get a Guelph band.
I was going to say, no matter when I'm on, there's one thing that you're always going to get. No front bottoms this show.
No front bottoms this show. But
Guelph is here.
Guelph is here. Guelph is present. I want to say I almost play more Guelph artists than I do Kingston artist. You know,
and you're welcome.
The Kingston local scene, you get a lot of repeats, or I mean, there's only so many Kingston local artists. There's a lot of musicians in Kingston, but not a lot of bands from Guelph get played on CFRC. So PRR, they're a jazz funk band from Guelph. And I was like, what do we put with Stevie Wonder? And then you just like pulled them out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about what they're doing now. But I go to a lot of the Bull Ring, which is like a campus pub at the University of Guelph. I go to their open mic nights a lot, and Purr is there like every single time, or at least was for like a year and a half. So they were kind of just sitting in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And so thinking of summery songs or like more upbeat poppy songs, I was like, Purr.
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 And now we transition from funk back into pop and some new pop here. She's coming back with a new album after Brat. Now, it was Brat summer. Is it music, fashion, film summer? Who knows? Not me. I don't think it is.
Music, fashion, film, fall.
Music, fashion, film, fall. I think it will be with the black and white aesthetic of the album and just sort of the general sound of the album. And also, she's going on tour in the fall. I'm, of course, talking about Charlie XCX, one of my favorite songs from her new album. This is Magic Metal Montana.
Calling you AG in my phone book feels so special just to know you. You're my best friend, but we don't talk. We make music, we talk that way. Drink some whiskey, but not really. You don't drink, so we'll drink for two. Love your haircut, love your dance moves, love your go.
Baby Girl and Elio, Dancing With Her. You're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. Let's attempt to make it a music, fashion, film summer. We collectively know nothing about fashion, but we know a lot about film.
I watch movie.
You watch movie. So much movie. True watch movie. And I don't watch many movie, but I teach movie.
You teach so much movie.
I'm film student at U of T. So.
No. What are your favorite, or maybe not your favorite, but like top, like up there summer movies? Like, is there a movie you return to every summer?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I have one that I can start with. Every mm-hmm. summer as a kid, my sister and I would watch Aquamarine.
Ooh, the I mermaid. Love that
yes,
one.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it was just like our summer movie. Or like Dolphin Tale, we watched a lot in the summer as well.
I was really big into the CGI animated Barbie movies, and I watched a lot of Barbie and the Mermaid Tale, similar vein to Aquamarine.
Yes. Mermaid summer movies, but like now, do you have a summer movie? I don't know if I do. Or, like, what's the movie of this summer, maybe? I think the movie of this summer for me is Obsession.
I was going to say, horror's having a big...
It's having a huge,
like,
summer.
Obsession, Backrooms.
Yes!
The New Evil Dead. There's a lot of, like, really good and really popular horror movies this summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all went to watch Backrooms at the Kingston Cineplex, and I had done a lot of yard work before, and I had, I think I got heat stroke.
Yeah, and I was, like, fresh off laser eye surgery.
I was perfectly fine. I had a great time.
Austin had just gotten laser eye surgery. I had, like, just got heat stroke and didn't know it yet. And so we're sitting in Backrooms, and Backrooms is just ever so slightly blurry for you. And then as the movie goes on, I'm just like, guys, I'm really warm. I'm really warm, and I think I'm gonna throw up. I don't know. And I don't do well with horror, too. So I was so scared and so hot. I genuinely thought I was gonna die in that movie theater.
I'm so worried.
Imagine dying at the Gardner's Road Cineplex.
While watching Backrooms.
Backrooms. Do you know Kane Parsons is only 20? How old is he?
He's 21? Only 20 years old.
He's only 20?
No, he's 21. He's 05. So he's maybe so he's funny. Not 20 yet.
I remember seeing a tweet that he was 20, but that's not good fact-checking.
Sorry, that's just such a Gen Z thing to say, is he's 05.
03.
Yeah, no one, like, my age says 03 or 02. I don't know. Anyways, Backrooms and Obsession, I think, are the summer movies this summer. Although, The Odyssey?
That's a big one.
That's a big one. I am not going to go see it. No. I have no interest.
I watch a movie every cheap day, so I have to keep my streak going. I might as well see what everyone's talking about.
Are you seeing it in IMAX or no?
I think I will. The Landmark in Kingston has an IMAX screen. It's not a 70 whatever IMAX. So you will see most of the movie, but not all of it.
Not all of it. Although, if we're plugging, because we've talked about the Cineplex and the Landmark, let's plug local indie movie theater, independent movie theater, mm-hmm. The Screening Room. We watched Leviticus.
Leviticus is another horror movie this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it's been doing in the box office, but we all had a great time.
We had a great time. Was it Australian?
Yes.
It was Australian, yeah.
Very great Australian filmmakers. They previously did Talk to Me, and they did Bring Her Back. Two very scary movies, and this one was more emotional. We all really felt it, I think so.
I mean, I usually feel like you showed me Scream, and I felt really bad for the parents in that movie, because I'm like, oh, all their kids are dying and they didn't do anything. But in Leviticus is the only horror movie that I've seen where I'm like, actually, the parents deserved worse.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It was like definitely a psychological horror more than just like a scary bloodbath.
And it's
horror.
So about like being failed by the people who are supposed to support you.
Yeah.
When there's like no one else to rely on. I don't know.
Yeah. So you too can have a music, fashion, film summer. Go watch some movies. And I guess horror movies, because that's what is out and what is coming back is
it's
horror.
It's the moment.
It's the moment. Having to do nothing with that. My Chemical Romance here. Summertime.
We'll be right back.
plus me equals a heart forever. Olivia Rodrigo, you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our hour here today. Thank you to my co-hosts for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're all sitting at my kitchen table here and you were kind of in the same room, so I said hop on a mic. How do you like the Olivia Rodrigo album this summer?
I like what you've played.
Exactly.
I think it's really good. I think I've heard the whole thing by now. I didn't like go through and listen to the whole thing, but what I've heard, very good.
And your favorite song is also my favorite song, which is Expectations. And I think it might be her best song ever released. I don't know. Hot take. We're going to finish off with one of Austin and mine collaboratively favorite artists. And a song that I haven't played on the radio at all yet. This is maybe my favorite song off of the album. I'm talking about Hayley Williams' Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. Do you have anything to say about this song?
Miss Williams. It's so... I didn't realize that this is... Like, you haven't played this song before.
I don't think so.
Because you talk about this song all the time.
I know. I love it. Hayley Williams. Miss Williams. Because we're kind of nasty. Showbiz.
Love. There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think